Radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. If you're wondering what we were up to there for the last 15, 20 minutes, I had a lot of folks last night who said, would you mind replaying that Mike Huckabee interview? And I said, that's fine. We'll find a place for it. And he was great. I mean, he made me look really good. And he didn't call me Dan. For those of you that were with us yesterday, I was with Mark Amaday, congressman from CD2. And he kept calling me Dan. And I finally had to call him on. I said, I hate to tell you, but Dan's off this week. I'm Kevin. And he loved that. It was really cool having Mark Amaday on, but also cool having Mike Huckabee, who I can't wait for Sarah Huckabee Sanders to take over as governor of Arkansas. I think that's going to be so friggin' cool to have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she's going to make a great candidate, and she's going to make a great governor. And if she ever has questions on how to do the job, all she's got to do is call dear old dad. That's all that she'll have to do. A quick note as we kind of sort of begin, and I know this is a weird way to open the show, but I want to wish Mayor Carolyn Goodman all the best. She disclosed that she tested positive. And explained why she missed the July 21st meeting. So our best wishes to Madam Mayor. She's been on the show plenty of times, and as soon as she's feeling up to it, we'd like to have her on again. Because she is fascinating, and she can talk to so many of these issues that we've been talking about, masks in schools, vaccine mandates, all kinds of stuff like that. We'll endeavor to get her on probably early next week, assuming she's feeling up to it and good. By the way, Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO president, died today at the age of, I believe, 72. I don't think he's ever been on the show. Don't think he ever has. But the passing of one of the leaders in the labor movement in our country, and a very popular guy at the White House during Democrat administrations. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, there was an interesting debate that went on yesterday on The Five, and it involved Geraldo Rivera, who I've had on my show, gosh. And in fact, back in the day, I used to have him on all the time. But he debated Jesse Waters on the midterms, which I found absolutely fascinating. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on the right shoulder. Authorities are on the scene there, so it should be cleaned up soon. 15 southbound at Sahara. Also, those lane reductions, that's causing some congestion downtown both directions as four lanes become two. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho, 515 westbound at Eastern. There is also some backups on that transition. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 east as they head towards Henderson. Heavy volumes on the 15 as we speak, southbound at Oki north at Sunset. And that road work continues on 95 southbound to Casino Center Boulevard. That off-ramp is closed for improvements till September 1st.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Yesterday, an off day for the Las Vegas Aviators. They are going to get back at it this evening as they are set to match up against the Salt Lake Bees to open up a six-game series. UNLV football. Tate Martell has not yet participated in training camp. He has joined the team as a walk-on, but he has not yet been cleared to be an on-field participant. Once he is cleared, he will be in competition for the starting quarterback position. And the Raiders are bringing in defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. The six-time Pro Bowler has signed a one-year deal. After spending nine seasons with the Buccaneers, he has since spent time with the Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's the Thursday edition of Live and Local. I am so glad you're with us. We're going to have so much fun today. Coming up top of the hour, one of my favorite people in this town and one of the hardest working women that I know of. She is Victoria Seaman. She is Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2. And we'll get a chance to visit with her and find out what's going on in Ward 2 and across the city on this Thursday before the kids go back to school. Yeah. Can you believe that? Summer's gone. The teachers are already back at work, okay? So our thanks to the teachers. They're already back at work. And then on Monday, it'll be kids' time. Munchkins will be back at school. My pool will be empty. Yeah. The kids will all be back in school on Monday. So just make a note, okay, that the kids are going to be back in school next Monday, so be careful when you're out driving around next Monday morning. I found this riveting TV. Geraldo Rivera debating Jesse Waters. Now, they're two fairly conservative guys, although Geraldo is maybe a little more liberal. Do you think so? A little more liberal? Than Jesse Waters. Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Geraldo and Jesse Waters kind of squaring off relative to the midterm elections, which are closer than we want to admit, but they're right around the corner. This was from last night on The Five.
Now, within the Democratic Party, even because they're so liberal and everything else, people have a false impression, I think, within, for instance, in the Hispanic community, as in the African American community, there's a lot, bless you, there's a lot of conservatism, conservatism, whatever it is, a lot of conservative people within these liberal groups. One issue, which is pretty local, is about Israel and, support for Israel. The Squad, because in many ways I agree with them about the Palestinians being even-handed and so forth, but the Jewish community is very, very suspicious. Like in Cleveland, we just had an election for the ages. I think it broke all the records in terms of the money that was spent on the election. Chantel Brown, the Joe Biden Democrat, against Nina Turner, the surrogate for Bernie Sanders. So there was this clash. But Nina Turner had, in the past, said things about Israel that called into question her loyalty to Israel. Chantel Brown went to Israel a couple of years ago and supported the Jewish state with great emphasis. Anyway, yesterday was the election. Tuesday was the election.
Longest question ever.
the turnout was very low, 13% or so. The Jewish turnout was more than double that. Don't these issues count, and don't the Democrats have to remember who their constituents are?
They do, Geraldo.
Do you remember the question?
No. Joe Biden has a messaging problem and a management problem. The message was, during the campaign, we have to defeat the virus and then the economy will recover. We have defeated the virus and the economy is recovering, but Joe Biden's acting like none of those things are true. He's acting like we haven't beaten the virus. He's hyping up Delta. We're back and forth on masks. And, I don't know, are we going to open the schools, Geraldo? And then on the economy, if the economy is so great like he's bragging about, then why are we giving more free rent to people? Or why are we spending trillions more in stimulus?
That's very popular.
And all of the so-called wage gains that are happening are offset by high gas prices and inflation. But the management also is terrible. On the border and in inner cities, Democrats control both, and we have a border crisis and a crime wave. And Black Americans don't like that. Hispanic Americans don't like that. Suburban women don't like that. White males. That's unpopular across the board. And when you throw critical race theory into that mix, that is an uphill climb.
Isn't that the truth? Geraldo Rivera eventually got to the question, I think. Stay where you are. When we come back, how many of you know who Janice Dean is? If you watch Fox News Channel, especially in the morning, you will probably know her as the weather girl, the meteorologist for Fox News. But she has been in the news extensively over the last, 6 months. She lost both her in-laws to COVID-19 thanks to Governor Cuomo. Well, now with all the trouble that Governor Cuomo is at, is it time for a victory lap for Janice Dean? You'll get a chance to hear from her coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, by the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour, brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call them right now, 702-396-9449. That number again, I'll read it slowly, 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Tell them Kevin sent you. Do it right now, would you please? I promised I would let you hear from Janice Dean. It was so painful 5-6 months ago when she first called out a sitting governor in New York by the name of Andrew Cuomo and essentially accused him of being responsible for the deaths of 15,000 seniors, including her in-laws. Yeah, father-in-law, mother-in-law, both perished in New York State, and it's so sad. And it was obvious that she would be somebody that the Fox folks would go to very quickly after learning of 11 women who have come together. By the way, this is the issue that is sexier than 15,000 seniors losing their lives in New York State because they were sent back to nursing homes, which was a breeding ground for COVID-19. But here is, let's go to cut six. This is Janice Dean, Fox meteorologist, and her reaction to Andrew Cuomo's findings by the state attorney general. Here it is.
I just don't want people to forget the over 15,000 elderly that we don't have today, and those women, so brave. You know, I've become friends with several of them, and yesterday was a big day, and I said that I stand in unity with them, hand in hand, and together we helped raise awareness on this bullying coward who uses his power to demean people and make them feel small and sexually assault them. So it was a good day yesterday, but as your previous guest mentioned, the assembly needs to take control now and get that impeachment done.
We've heard you mention that word brave so often throughout this process. And the bravery really comes from the fact that these women risked losing everything. And these were women that were in the beginning part of their career.
Yes.
They risked a lot. And you also were the subject of retaliation, at least in words, from this administration. Here's the individual spokesperson when you were speaking out, writing, last I checked, she's not a credible source on anything except maybe the weather.
So wrong.
That's just one example. How tough was it for you for these women to really go up against the Cuomo machine and all of its protectors?
Incredibly tough. At the very beginning, I had someone close to the Cuomos, or at least knows them very well, and he emailed me and said, watch your back. Like, he is so vindictive. And I've had people say that if he's elected for a fourth term, that I need to move out of New York State.
Jeez.
Seriously. So for these women to, you know, to risk so much to go out there and risk their, you know, their careers and their livelihoods, it's quite incredible. I'm very proud of them.
Janice Dean, good meteorologist, and This thing reached her where she lived. This was her family members that perished, that died. And it didn't have to happen. And as much as we want Andrew Cuomo to answer for what he did to these 11 women, allegedly, he denies it. He denies it. The big story, not as sexy, okay, doesn't involve young, pretty women. It's seniors, but 15,000 deaths. And the governor has to answer for that. Will he? I don't know. But I'm just going to tell you, and I'll open up our phone lines and see what you think. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if this whole idea of paying a price criminally or civilly for these 11 women, I'm saying prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But at some point, do we need some accountability when it comes to these 15,000 people, these seniors, that were herded back into nursing homes, which turned out to be a breeding ground for COVID-19. That's what we're faced with. We'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. By the way, if you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller, and I'll blab it to everybody. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. 844-263-8232. That's the number. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills Well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Sean Hannity last night went after Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. And as we talked yesterday, I'm not a big fan of New York City. I go there for business and business alone. I've never gone there for vacation. But I found it interesting, and this is cut five. Sean Hannity went after the mayor, Bill de Blasio, with a vengeance, saying that he wants to take away our constitutional rights. You could also say that about Steve Sisolak. Yeah. By the way, you know, what's next for us from the governor? We'll find out soon enough. Stay with us. This is Sean Hannity, cut five. The New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to take our constitutional rights away from each and every one of us. Here it is.
Medical expert Dr. Bill Comrade de Blasio is now demanding in New York City that the people of New York City follow his strict new COVID-19 guidelines, or they risk losing their freedom, that their freedom will be taken away. Pay close attention to what he says here.
The Delta variant has changed the game. Unless we want to run the risk of going back to restrictions and having our freedom taken away, and people losing their jobs again, it's really clear what we have to do. So here's a clear message. We're saying you want to go and enjoy great restaurants? Amen. You want to go to movie theaters? Go to the gym? That's great. We want all that. You got to get vaccinated. You want to work in those places? You got to get vaccinated for the good and the health of everyone around you as well. It's not that tough to do.
He says you're going to risk losing your freedom. Well, that's kind of strange, because his measure takes away everybody's freedom. And by the way, Comrade de Blasio, our rights actually come from God, the creator, you know, of everything. Not from you, Comrade Bill de Blasio. But apparently Bill thinks he knows best. He's a New York politician and a failure at that, after all. So forget about consulting with your doctor or medical privacy or patient-doctor confidentiality. If you don't follow Comrade de Blasio's rules in New York City and get vaccinated and present your your papers to anyone who requests it. You will no longer be allowed to enter a restaurant, a gym, see a movie, Broadway show, go to a concert. Nothing. You will be shut out.
I just love it. When Sean Hannity gets indignant, I love it. By the way, the governor at 2 o'clock this afternoon had a news conference. I'm talking about our governor, Steve Sisolak. He said, quote, "I am not here today to announce capacity limits or closures or anything like that. In fact, everything we are currently doing is aimed at preventing such a scenario." He announced that Nevada has reported 1,135 new coronavirus cases and 20 deaths. But he said, you know, this...